Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to head to the BetQL guest hotline. We'll say good morning to Washington Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Coach Carbs, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Great to talk to you after a win.
I said this morning, I said I love having Coach on after wins.
Especially a big one like that.
I mean, there was only one day where I could tell you were really pissed off. I can't remember when that was. But usually you're pretty happy-go-lucky, even after losses. Yeah. But today, I know you're happy.
Yeah, it's a little bit better coming on when we have a big win like that, especially at home.
Did that seem like a playoff atmosphere last night?
It did. It felt the last two games, actually, I felt that our building has been phenomenal. And I think a little added last night was there was quite a few Detroit fans in the building as well.
I know. Annoying, right?
Yeah, you could feel it when they scored. And then all of a sudden, everybody kind of looks around like, oh, what's going on here? Why is there cheering? And then it became a little bit of I felt like it added a little bit to the game of where now both fan bases in the building are pulling for against each other. So it was almost a little added sellies when positive things are happening.
Also annoying too, Coach Carbs, is a lot of them seem to have really good seats. Like when they would have close-ups of you or some of the players, like I'd see that gross Red Wings logo, like through the glass. Mm. They're sitting right behind the goalies, like on the glass. Like how are these Red Wings fans invading our building and getting these primo seats too? It's gross.
I know that caught me off guard too, because that is very rare, but I was, oh, okay. Detroit's traveling this time of year. They must be trying to get out of Michigan.
So
what was going on in your mind? I know, just as a fan, when they scored that goal to tie it up with what, about 5 minutes left in the third period, I was so scared and annoyed and frustrated. What was going through your mind?
I think you're quickly there in those moments when we have a bit of a breakdown there. You're a little bit frustrated, but then I think it switches pretty quick. Like 10 seconds later, you're on to, okay, how are we going to play these last 5 minutes? And I think for our group, that's probably we've been hardened all year by playing in these type of games. So when that happens, I've coached teams where, you know, you give up a lead, and now all of a sudden everybody gets tight and there's tension. But we've been in so many of these games that I feel like our group, even when there's a little bit of adversity, even when something doesn't go your way, it's just a mental reset. And we have a lot of strong leaders. Osh is really good at calming the group in those moments and just saying, okay, no big deal. Here we go. We're going to find a way to get the winner, get this thing to overtime, and we'll find a way. and you don't notice a lapse in our game or a real tight play from our group for the last 5 minutes, and that's a big part of it.
So I don't know if you feel the same way, but second period was kind of also kind of annoying. But when they interviewed, I think it was Dowd, right, between the second and third intermission, he said, don't worry, we're coming out strong in the third period. Like, he just had a confidence about him that we're coming out strong in the third period. And I actually, like, believed him. I don't know what you said or what the guys said, but can you give us any insight there?
Yeah, I it's amazing that this team and group of individuals, like, they're just, when things don't get, because it's not always, it doesn't always look great. It's not always the a Picasso, but we've got, when things happen and we get to a certain spot and we talk in between periods and say, hey, this has to be our best period. We haven't done nearly enough to win this hockey game, so we've got to find another level for 20 minutes. And when that happens, I feel like this group, they look at each other and they go, yeah, let's go. Okay, let's turn it up one more notch. Everybody's got a little bit more to give. Here's what we need to do from an X's and O's standpoint. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. And then there's a real belief that it's going to go out and take place. It's not just verbalizing it and, we'll give it our best shot. It's like, no, we're going to actually go do that, and we're going to be able to see it for 20 minutes. And I feel like that's what a lot of times with our team, we see that when we're in a tough spot or we need something really, really badly, that they're delayed. It doesn't always result in a goal, but they're going to show that on the ice from a competitiveness standpoint, what we're trying to do X's and O's wise.
Coach, the interview that your assistant coach, Scott Allen, gave to Al Koken last night, it got me fired up when he said, no disrespect to college hoops, but he said, this is true March Madness, teams battling down the stretch for a playoff spot, separated by just a point. And then he closed with, this is a quote, he said, we have to will ourselves to victory tonight. I felt like running through a wall for that dude after seeing that interview. I mean, I didn't. I just went downstairs and let the dog out and got a beer for the third period. But, I mean, he was getting me fired up.
Yeah, Scotty Allen, he's right with the games. You can feel it on the bench. And in the locker room and on the ice from both teams, you could feel it's just a different, it's not a December, January game. These are games where team seasons are on the line. So the players know that in every shift, there's such a significance to it that we can feel it. And it is the best time of the year to be playing meaningful hockey.
So, Coach, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but you officially have a closer on your roster, and his name is Stromer. He nets the game winner in both of your last overtime affairs against Carolina last week in that barn burner with 13 goals scored, and, of course, last night in the win over Detroit. He's never experienced the playoffs yet in his career, and you can tell that he can just kind of taste it now with just 11 games left, and he's helping will this team to critical wins.
Yeah, he's playing some of his best hockey of the season in the most, A, difficult, and B, important time of the year. And that, you can tell it. You guys know him enough by now. He's such a competitor, and as much as he does individually for us and how much he does offensively for our group, he just wants to win so bad, so bad. And you can feel it. Like, this time of year, he doesn't care how it looks. He wants to be the guy that helps this team win a huge hockey game and try to get us into the playoffs. And that, I got a lot of time for that. How much of a competitor and how badly he wants to win every day.
And also a big chunk of his goals, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, have come in the third period and overtime. Like, in the most critical parts of the game, he just comes up huge. I think it's like 16 of his goals have come in either the third period and overtime so far.
Yeah. And I was telling a story, I don't know if you guys saw it the other day, but Stromer in the shootout, he hasn't had a lot of success this year, but every time we've gone to a shootout, he looks back at me and is like, give me the ball. Give me the ball, Carps. Get, like, I'm ready to go. And so you love that as a coach because he wants to be the guy. He has genuine belief that he's going to deliver in a big moment. And it wasn't going well for the first, whatever, five or six shootouts we've had. I don't think he had one, but he doesn't lose belief. He's like, this is going to be the one that's going to go in for us. And so it was great to see him get it. He's moved down the line a little bit. He's become not the second or third shooter. He became the fifth shooter, but now he's probably moved back up, after his big goal the other night.
Carbs, Chucky Lindgren has just been in a zone. I know he's had a couple outliers where, the puck's gotten by him, but for the most part, he's just been in a zone all year. I mean, if you look at all the statistical categories, he's like top 10 or 12 in all the big ones, save percentage and goals allowed and goals against per game, all of that. You see it. He's been so solid for you. And I feel like since, you're coming down the stretch here and you got to win these games, and you're playing every other night, he's got to go every other night.
He's been fantastic.
He's got to go, exactly, right?
Yeah, exactly as you described. He's been a rock for us all year, played it at an extremely high level. Just been so consistent and leading the charge and making big saves when we've needed it, when we haven't had our best, when we've had an off period or needed a few late saves or keep us in a game early like he did the other night to give us a chance to win against Winnipeg. He just kept making a few more saves to keep that game at 0-0 to let us find our legs and deliver in the third period. And so, I can't say enough positive things about his play this year, and he's worked so hard for this opportunity and now to be able to be the guy down the stretch in the National Hockey League. There's no one more deserving of it than Chucky.
By the way, Fairvari played a bit of emergency goalie last night. I think it was about midway through the second period where Chucky made a stop, and then it was squirting through his pads towards the goal line, and Fairvari was a guy on the spot. Flicked it out like 2 inches before it crossed the line. That was a pretty pivotal play last night.
It felt like there was a bunch of those sequences where there was just bodies everywhere around the net, guys flying around trying to block shots. There's one that went through the crease late in the third period where Chucky was sort of spinning around and they had that goal. They ended up scoring, but there was bodies flying all around the crease. That's this time of year, right? Guys putting their face in front of a puck, trying to find any way possible to keep the puck out of the back of your net, and our guys from a block shot putting their bodies in front of it. Nobody does it as much as Marty does.
So, all right, Coach, you've won 6 of 7. Last night, it kind of sucked that Detroit got a point there. Philly lost in overtime up in New York, so they got a point. But you're starting to put a lot of pressure on those two teams because you now are officially in the playoffs with about 11 games to go. Now we got Toronto tomorrow. Last time we played Toronto, didn't work out that great. I think Matthew scored in about 8 seconds and had a couple goals. But talk about the upcoming game against Toronto tomorrow night.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, challenging going into Toronto, especially after last night for them, didn't go as planned. So you know you're gonna have a very hungry Maple Leaf team on home ice in their building. It's a challenge, and you know we've seen them twice this year, and they have a couple of the best players on the planet, and so you have to do a job. You're not going to stop them fully, but we just have to do a better job of limiting what we're giving up to Austin and trying to do a better job sort of neutralizing him. Again, you're not going to stop him from getting the puck in a hockey game, but we just have to limit the amount of times he can get into dangerous situations and scoring situations. And like you said, that first play in last game, like we need to prevent that from happening against, you know, the greatest goal scorer right now. In season, he's got whatever he's got. We can't give him a puck 10 seconds into the game in the slot. Like, those are the things that we can prevent. And so Willie Nylander getting a half breakaway, and you know, he goes upstairs on me. He's a world-class player. So we've got to do a better job of neutralizing their elite talent, especially in their building against a hungry team that obviously is a real good hockey team.
Coach Carb, safe travel day up to Toronto. Get those 2 points. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, as always. That's head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. When we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. Josh Harris has had some interesting things to say about a potential new stadium while at the owners' meetings in Orlando. We'll get into that next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.